Let's start. Steeler Hall of Fame quarterback, Terry Bradshaw, I ask.
What are you doing?
His remarks about Mike Tomlin being a cheerleader and not a really good coach, self-serving, it's borderline get off my lawn, but mostly a common trait for those who once dictated policy, and while still relevant, they see their time in the spotlight fading and the time of the glory era long past. And it took place, first of all, he said it on that idiotic FS1 show where they give opinions to get a rise. I mean, it's not what they mean. It has no credibility or value. And Bradshaw calling Mike McCarthy of the Packers a great coach when he doesn't even have the resume that's the equal of Tomlin just came. It sounds desperate, old man. As we ask.
What are you doing?
Caught you napping. You get docked a day's pay for napping on the job. This is going to be the longest one ever, but to 2016, I ask.
What are you doing?
The hell did we deserve do to deserve you? Is anybody left? Having a nice holiday, you got to get a couple of last jabs in with George Michael and Carrie Fisher today. Prince, Bowie, John Glenn, Leia, the dude who invented the Heimlich. What?
I am depressed.
Dr. Heimlich, Mrs. Brady. They took Mrs. Brady. Denton Cooley. You know who that is?
No.
Of course not. Why would you? Well, my mom had heart valve surgery 27 years ago and had heart issues for most of her life. She's still alive, by the way, knock on wood. He's the guy who performed the first successful heart transplant surgery. They took him. Leon Russell. Doris Burke, the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond. Leonard Cohen, hallelujah. The champ, Muhammad Ali. That makes a big year alone. Arnold Palmer. W.P. Kinsella, the novelist. Recognize the name? Ray Kinsella? Think Field of Dreams. Jerry Heller. Recognize that name? Of course not. Why would you? He was the early manager of NWA for West Coast rap fans. Gene Wilder. Screw that candy guy. He's the Waco kid. John McLaughlin. The McLaughlin Report. You know, a news show based on facts and news, not volume. Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez in that awful boating crash. Gordie Howe. Gordie Howe. He has his own hat trick. Score a goal, get an assist, and win a fight. It's a Gordie Howe hat trick. Harper Lee. Wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. Joe Garagiola, best buddy of Yogi, a broadcaster. Abe Vigoda, Tessio and The Godfather. Tell Mike it wasn't personal. I always liked him. Gary Marshall, the brother of Penny. He created The Odd Couple on TV, Happy Days. He was the guy with the Harvey bars in League of Their Own. He's a freaking legend. George Kennedy, who played in Cool Hand Luke with Paul Newman. Gary Shandling, the Gary Sanders Show. What are you kidding me? That was groundbreaking stuff for HBO. Kenny Baker, you talk about Leia? He was R2-D2. Glenn Frey, co-founded the Eagles. John Saunders died suddenly. I mean, that's a legendary broadcaster from all, you know, he was there at ESPN almost the entirety of its run since 79. We just lost Craig Sager. How about Pat Summitt? I mean, who's more synonymous historically with women's basketball than the Tennessee coach? I mean, right now it's UConn, but my God, she put women's hoops on the map. Morley Safer, CBS. He had more than 900 reports and stories on 60 Minutes. Coming up next, except on the West Coast. Alan Rickman, the bad dude in Die Hard, but, you know, Dogma, so many good roles. So once and for all, to 2016, I ask.
What are you doing?
To former NBA coach George Karl, I ask.
What are you doing?
So you're ripping into ex-players in a book. Well, there's a new one. And after that career, which featured too many championships to, oh, that's right. Why you come off like this, it's just mean, bitter, and angry. No championships. One appearance in the finals, 96 with Seattle, when the Lakers weren't good. The Spurs still didn't have Duncan, and the Rockets got old. And also wanted to congratulate you on being the first head coach in league history to lead the number one seed to a loss to an 8 seed in the first round. Team won 63 games in 94. Then how many in the postseason? Oh, that's right, 2. Why would anybody buy this book? As we ask,
what are you doing?
Finally, to the NBA who committed one of my cardinal sin, I ask,
what are you doing?
Anything more annoying or pointless than the day after admission? So on Christmas Day, we saw a gem. Kyrie Irving with the fadeaway for the lead over Golden State with 3.5 seconds to go. Earlier, LeBron James hung on the rim too long. That should have been an infraction. On the final play, Jefferson tripped Durant. Should have been a foul. And I know they're never going to call either of those in that situation. But then the next day, the league comes out and says, we missed the calls, so we're going to go back and shoot the technical? We're going to give the Warriors ball side out with 3 seconds to go? What's even this point? How about this? This is nuts. Call the game accurately by the rules and not the circumstance. I know. Oh, right. NBA. All about the stars, as we ask.
What are you doing?
So to 2016, you know what? How they say don't let the door hit you in the rear end on the way out? Let's get a steel-spiked heavy door with a tilt in the doorway and let it knock you down the stairs and break your teeth and face on the way out. I hate you, 2016.